Trump blasts deranged Democrats over bill to identify ICE officers, prevent them from wearing face coverings. By Nick Gilbertson on July 9, 2025. Washington President Donald Trump blasted Senators Cory Booker, DNJ, and Alex Padilla, DCA, on Wednesday over their bill, which would require Customs and Border Protection, CBP, officers and Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, officers to display legible identification and prohibit them from wearing face coverings. A reporter asked Trump during a multilateral meeting with African leaders in the state dining room of the White House if he would ever sign the bill, called a visible act, should it reach his desk. He responded by saying Booker and Padilla hate America. Well, they wouldn't be saying that if they didn't hate our country, and they obviously do, he said. I'm surprised that they would do it, knowing a little bit about them, I don't know them well. But these officers are doing a tremendous job. They're great patriots. If you expose them, because of statements like have been made by Democrats and others on the left, I think probably exclusively, you put them in great danger, tremendous danger, he added. Trump then highlighted that Democrats do not take issue with protesters, like those seen on college campuses, regularly sporting more than just masks to hide their faces, as they do with ICE and CBP officers. And it's sort of funny, when people picket in front of Columbia, in front of Harvard, and they have masks on more than masks. I mean, you can't see anything, nobody complains about that. But when a patriot who works for ICE or Border Patrol puts a mask on so that they won't recognize him and his family, so they can lead a little bit of a normal life after having worked so hard and so dangerously, there's a problem with that. He contended that Democrats have a lot of bad things going on in their heads, adding they have become somewhat deranged. Booker and Padilla's bill would apply to public-facing enforcement actions, but not to covert or non-public-facing operations, per a release from Booker's office.